Family, are y'all ready for this? I have met Clarissa Robinson. Love has trucked into my life, and we are doing a lot of double clutching.
Well, if you don't stop changing trucks so much, you're gonna strip your gears.
Oh, Ma, Clarissa is the real thing. She has a figure that makes the number 8 look like the number 1, and a smile that lights up the night, and it all belongs to Kid Dynamite!
Junior, you go through this routine every time you meet a new girl.
Yeah, you always think you found something better, then you run right back to Henrietta. You're not too bright, Kid Dynamite.
You don't understand. Clarissa's different. She's class with a capital C, like in Cadillac. Which she happens to drive.
Yeah, Junior, she drives her own hog. Hey, what kind of girl you got here anyhow?
A loaded one. She lives on the South Shore.
South Shore? That's where all the rich blacks live. They're so fancy, they eat their fried chicken broiled.
JJ, how'd you happen to meet a girl like that?
In the movie house. I personally escorted her down the aisle. It was dark, so I took her hand. And the minute our hands touched, we knew it was love.
How?
My flashlight lit up and it didn't have no batteries in it.
Junior, you sure you ain't making all this up?
No, Dad, I took her out 3 times. Father's a big-time businessman.
Yeah?
And Ma, you should see that house. 8 rooms. That don't include the 3 bathrooms. They got 1 bathroom upstairs, 1 bathroom downstairs, and 1 little itsy-bitsy one in what they call the entry hall. That's in case you can't make it to the upstairs or downstairs. Well, if y'all excuse me, I gotta get ready for work.
Look at him, strutting like a peacock.
Why not, baby? He ain't short on hands.
Oh, James.
Doesn't make sense. If Clarissa is anything the way JJ described her, what's she running after him for?
Very simple, Thelma. Because he's his father's son. Baby, what I'm trying to say is before we got married, I used to date a lot of rich girls, too. You know Emma Watson? You talk about bathrooms, 3 of them. Hmm. Her family had 96 of them.
Oh, come on now, James.
I'm not jiving, baby. 96. Of course, they ran a string of pay toilets, huh? Now, what I'm trying to say, baby, is that there's something about the Evans men that seems to attract all kinds of women, both plain and fancy.
I know all about you Evans men. I just don't want to see J.J. hurt, that's all.
What you mean, baby?
Oh, you know how J.J. is. Every time he meets a new girl, he goes flying out into the clouds. And most times, he comes falling back to Earth without a parachute. JJ, you gonna wear your uniform tomorrow?
That's right, Ma. I turned Clarissa on when I wear my uniform.
Oh, JJ, about Clarissa, don't get too involved, huh? Just think of her as another girl.
But she's not just another girl. This is it. I mean, all the other girls I met were just oleo margarine. Clarissa is 100% pure butter. And I am her corn on the cob.
Hello? Who's calling? Just a minute. JJ, it's Clarissa.
Hello. This is the love of your life speaking. Of course I'm available for Saturday night. For you, I always am. Hey, yeah, you know I got a tuxedo. Doesn't everybody? Hey, that sounds like it's really gonna be something. All right, I'll talk to you later, Clarissa. Bye.
JJ, what's going on?
So she don't dig me, huh, little girl? I'll have you know she just invited me, Brother JJ, to the 10th annual South Shore debutante ball.
Debutante ball? You mean to say they still have them things?
They sure do, James. That's the big social event of the year for black society. They always have a big spread about it in the Defender.
JJ, stop lying. She invited you?
not invited, begged. Well, I'm gonna be escorting a debutante. I guess that makes me a debut dude.
My son is moving up.
Well, why not, baby? Like I told you, there's something about the Evans man.
All right.
Before you get too carried away, Mr. Big Shot, what about that tuxedo you told her you had?
Oh, that ain't no problem, Thelma. I'ma stroll over to Charlie's mortuary and see can I borrow one that ain't using.
Daddy, if it's all the same with you, I'd rather rent one. I feel better knowing a tuxedo moves when I do. Well, goodbye, Mater. Goodbye, Pater. Goodbye, little Breda. And goodbye, Seder.
Crazy. This whole thing is crazy. What's she running after him for? Why?
Thelma, your brother is a fine boy and beautiful in his own way. I can see why any girl would be interested in him.
That's right. Now y'all beginning to realize that there's
something
about
the Evans men. Right on. Right on.
One, two, step. Yeah. Oh, what did I do wrong? I thought I was light on my feet.
You were, J.J., but you was heavy on McCone's.
Come on, Ma. We're gonna have to learn how to waltz for anyway.
Because those debutante balls always start off with the waltz.
Honey, just try to think of it as soul in three-quarter time. Come on, tonight's a big night. Let's try it once more. One, two, step. Oh! It's 1-2-step, not 1-2-kick.
Oh, Ma, it ain't no use. The music may be for waltzing, but my body's built for boogie!
Your body wasn't built. It was manufactured in a toothpick factory.
You got some of your old lumberyard pine trees.
Right. Now that's enough. JJ, we'll pick up the dancing later. Right now, let's run through some of the other things you ought to know about these fancy shindigs. The important thing is to look down your nose at everybody.
Look down your nose at everybody.
A great down-the-nose look.
Another thing is your conversation. Now, what people with money talk about is money. So if anybody asks you about the economy, you just look real big and say, the reason people are unemployed today is because they're not working.
But that don't make no sense, Ma.
That's why it's perfect economy talk.
Oh. Hey, Junior, where you on your way to?
I'm going down to pick up my tuxedo at the rental place. Do y'all realize, family? Do y'all realize? This is my first shot at the major leagues. My first tuxedo. My first South Shore ball. Look out, world. I feel so rare. Here come the debut dude, extraordinaire!
I've never seen Junior so excited. He's 10 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like a tall, skinny Prince Charming.
Well, this is the biggest thing that ever happened to JJ.
Yeah.
I bet they're gonna have his name on the society page. I could just see it. Miss Clarissa Robinson and her escort, James Evans Jr. You know something, James. Huh. I think we all getting just as big a kick out of this as JJ.
Yeah, you're right on that, baby.
Yeah, even me.
Well.
Mrs. Evans?
Yes?
I'm Clarissa Robinson.
Oh, what a nice surprise. Come in, come in. JJ will be so pleased you stopped by.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
Oh, what's the matter? Is something wrong?
Yes. I've come to tell him he can't take me to the ball. Oh, Daddy.